State Representative Jason Conger of Bend feels the president is fueling a class warfare debate. In the State of the Union address last night, President Obama has pledged to use government power to balance the scale between America's rich and the rest of the citizens. Representative Conger says both parties agree that more jobs need to be created in our country, but have a very different approach in how to accomplish that goal.
The question is, how do you get there? And I think that's where the divergence in philosophies becomes kind of pronounced between what the president is proposing, which appears to be kind of a, you know, pitting one class against another, versus what I would consider a better approach, which would be to say, let's look at opportunity and let's find ways to make sure that people start with a good education and have access to the resources and the opportunities to succeed. And then what they make with it is up to them.
Meantime, Democratic U.S. Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley both praised the president's speech. In one key moment in the address, President Obama said, "We can call this class warfare all you want, but most Americans would call this common sense." Republican Congressman Greg Walden was not impressed.
You know, we heard a lot from the president that sounded like a whole bunch of new federal programs and a whole bunch of new federal mandates, whether it's on schools or states, that really caused me to have deep concern. So we'll see what the details are of these various proposals. I wish the president tonight would have talked about having the Senate actually take up the 27 job-creating bills that the House has passed, or called on the Senate to pass a budget. We got to get jobs going in America, and we need to do that with the House, Senate, and the president.
Meantime, Democratic U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley praised the speech. He says the president focused on our most important challenge as a nation, and that's how to make America work for working Americans again. Merkley says for the last 3.5 decades, the wealthy have done very well, while the middle class has flatlined or worse. The Central Oregon jobless numbers are out today, and they are similar to the state story. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rates fell again in December in all three Central Oregon counties. Crook County saw its lowest rate since June of 2011. The number for December was 15.3%. Jefferson County's rate of 12.7% for December is the lowest since May of 2011. And Deschutes County's rate is 12% for December. 1 year ago in December, the rate was 14.6%. But year over year, the county has lost jobs. Regional economists say the reason the rate is lower is because some people are leaving the job market. They are either giving up, going back to school, retiring, or moving out of the area. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office was proud to announce that a 28-year employee, Deputy Pete Pensenik, has been selected as the American Legion's Oregon Officer of the Year. Captain Eric Utter with the Sheriff's Office says having one of their own chosen for such a great honor proves what they stand for.
You know, I think that it just says a lot about what the Sheriff's Office tries to envision, kind of embody as police officers in general. You know, for us, it's not just about, again, law enforcement, but it's about just good citizenship.
Utter says Deputy Pensenik is very active in the Lapine area, chairs the Lapine Christmas Basket Committee, and spends many hours and personal time volunteering with various groups in Lapine, so it's not surprising that he is singled out for the award. Talk of closing the government camp rest stop is over. The Oregon Department of Transportation has decided to fund the rest stop permanently after considering last fall to close it. It costs ODOT $7,500 a month to maintain it, and ODOT's Peter Murphy says the state is looking for ways to cut.
We found the money in the budget to replace the $7,500 that it takes to clean and maintain that rest stop, but where that money is going to come from means that some other part of the budget is going to suffer as well. It just hasn't been identified yet. So, you know, there's sort of a trade to be made.
There was concern over closing the only public rest stop between Sandy and Madras. And dog lovers all over Central Oregon will be rooting for an Irish wolfhound named Patty from Prineville, who was invited to the most prestigious dog show in the world, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Patty's owner and handler, Nancy Laney, says she and her husband, Dean, will travel to New York in a few days and meet up with a select few other Irish wolfhounds.
There's only 5 of every breed invited. And then after that, they open it up for just so many, and they're doing some renovation at Westminster at Madison Square Garden, and so they've limited the amount of dogs this year to only 2,000.
And that includes hundreds of breeds of dogs involved. Laney says Patty is the number 5 dog in the U.S. and is an imposing dog standing about 36 inches at the shoulder. And when he stands on his hind legs, he's well over 6 feet, but he's one of the most gentle dogs she's known. You will be able to see Patty competing at the Westminster Kennel Club's 136th Annual Dog Show on February 13th and 14th. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.